Music and talk. Talk radio.
On the hour. Yeah. On
great
the hour.
Music and great music and talk.
It's 1 o'clock.
Business Bunker.
Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk on this Tuesday, March the 22nd. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right.
Yeah, still shrinking?
Yeah, I am. Where have you been?
What do you mean, where have I been?
Well, normally you've been somewhere.
Oh, you normally
rock up here with some spurious accent covered in some kind of...
Well, that was last week.
Some kind of dress that you've bought, that's some kind of local costume.
If you do want to know where I've been, of course, I was jiving at the lovely Elsie Mo's Diner in Canterbury.
So what happened? Now, hold on. Let's get this. Let's get this into perspective. Let's get this into perspective.
Yeah.
When you rocked up here, having spent the summer in South Carolina.
South Carolina. Y'all want fries with it?
Yeah.
Y'all want cream?
Yeah.
Y'all want coffee?
You arrived in some kind of...
y'all want fat?
Yeah. In some kind of... I don't know what the accent is, though. It could be anything. You arrived
y'all
in...
Y'all want shrimp and grit?
Yeah.
I can go on like this.
Unfortunately. I was trying to talk about the dress that you turned up in. And then when you came back from India, you had a sari. And then when you came back from Scotland, you had a tartan kilt round your shoulders.
Okay, a wee tartan kilt.
Yeah, exactly. So why have you've been jiving, but... What happened to the outfit?
I'm not wearing the jive outfit. You're quite
right. No, exactly.
I left my creepers at home. I'll tell you for why. Because I walked the dog in them. They got a bit muddy.
There's no way to talk about your boys.
And what are those neckties they wear? The rock and roll teddy boys and all that.
Oh, the bootlace ties.
Yeah. I left my bootlace tie. That was on a hook somewhere in the hallway. But I would say that I had a great time with Andrew Hall on the jive. And where were you? You were doing the dad run, weren't you?
I was taking my young son to the airport, for his little jaunt.
Well, not so young
to
now,
Beverly
is
Hills.
He? I mean, you are, of course, of an age where your children are quite old now, really. I mean, the way you talk about him, young son... He's a big boy now, isn't he, Stu?
He is quite big, yeah.
And you are of an age where, perhaps
what?
We're looking at the more gentle sports for you, let's say darts and things.
Darts. I couldn't lift the whole one, not at my age, Jules.
But no. I was worrying, because I was expecting you to be showing us some of your shapes on the jive dance floor with Andrew Hall.
I didn't want to embarrass anyone.
Because you've won a competition.
I won a jive competition.
Yeah, in the 1940s.
It wasn't long after that, actually. No, you're quite right.
So we had a great night. And I was actually photographing, so I didn't dance until the end when I'd had rather a lot of four cosplays.
Kel Surprise. You were splattered, were you?
I had a score.
And that's when you finally rocked up to dance.
Yeah, okay. But then, because everybody else had had lessons, I got onto the dance floor and felt very silly because everybody else had had lessons.
Right.
So I sort of minced off. But it's going to be a monthly event, so I've got your name down for the next one. I'm sure Martin will come now. He hasn't got his strep throat.
Absolutely.
You better, Martin?
Thank
right?
you. Thank you.
Yeah, so he'll keep becoming. So next week I'll bring my creepers.
Cool. Good. Anyway, enough of that nonsense.
Yeah.
I'd like to say a big thank you to today's show sponsor, who are the lovely folks from Dice Matrix Consulting. And on the front page of the Kent Business Radio website, at the bottom, we have a big orange banner. And it says in there that we'd like you, if you would, to complete a very small survey about your thoughts about the small business insurance market. And the services that you get. We will not be using that to sell you insurance or indeed anything else. It is a purely information gathering exercise in which Dice Matrix are going to compile the data and then present it anonymously to the insurance industry and basically say, look, this is what your customers want, need and think. How much are you delivering them against their wants and needs? So it's a useful thing to do.
Very useful.
And Dice Matrix will be, once they've done this exercise, they will be coming back and looking at other areas of the small business marketplace where they will be doing the same thing. So if I can ask you to just click on that link and fill out the short survey, it will be much appreciated. Big thank you.
I was just looking around for, I could hear a sort of grandfather clock pinging when you were chatting.
Could you?
During the first 5 minutes of the show, I looked round and saw a very sheepish Martin.
Is it Martin? Has he got his grandfather clock in his pocket again?
Tucked in his trousers somewhere.
Yeah. I thought he was just pleased to see you.
TikTok, yes.
Nice one. Well, thanks for that.
Sorry, there's a silence now.
Yeah, absolutely. What do you do with that? What do you do with that? You know.
Because it could get... Couldn't it?
Yeah, it could.
It could get
it could.
We don't want the airways to...
And we don't want that at all, because what we'd like to hear from is the businesses of Kent, and you can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can call us on 01303 874 998. That's 01303 874 998. Or you can email me at bunker@kempersisradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us on the show is to tweet me at VanillaWeb. We have already had 17,836,000 tweets, but we will try to get round to reading them. Won't we, Jules?
Yeah, sorry, I'm just answering Andrew Weaver, who's looking for Kent business tips and things to do at Easter.
Yeah, there's an email. He sent me an email about it as well. He said he was going to tweet. Do you want to do that now? Let's do that now. What's he saying?
Well, I haven't got the email. Have you got the email? Oh, yes, I have.
You have got the email.
Yeah, it was. Well, it was.
Peter, you talk to me. We can't get the stuff. She's just useless.
Peter, have you seen my pile here?
I have. Yeah.
You know, he expects it just to be on top.
She's showing you her piles again, is she?
Okay. I have quite a funny story about piles. And
I don't want to know. I just want you to read that email, for goodness sake.
We'll save it for the doctor's show.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is from the lovely Andrew Weaver, who is Lawyer Fair on the Twitter. You can find him. He's got a personal account as well, which is ACTWeaver66. And he says, good morning, Paul and Jules.
Hello.
I'm going to try and tweet in this request, he says, but I'd like some help from the BB community. That's #businessbunker. So BBunker, #. I'm bringing Team Weaver down to Kent for Easter, staying at the lovely Molland Manor House. Where's Molland Manor House?
I don't know, actually. I haven't heard of it.
I'd like to know. And looking to discover the best of Kent during our 3-day stay. I'd like recommendations for must not leave Kent without seeing and or best kept Kent secret is. Have a great show. So that's Andrew Weaver of Lawyer Fair. He's put his mobile, but I think that's just for me, just for a date, you know. So I'll save that. I'll put that in my handbag. So, Bunker listeners, if you have tips of where Andrew and Team Weaver should be going during the Easter, I think the weather's going to be good. It's perked up.
The weather's going to be lovely by the looks of it, if it stays like it is at the moment.
So we want your restaurant recommendations. We want your, you know, gardens, nice beaches, and country walks, real ales, perhaps.
Absolutely.
Sure, Andrew likes a real ale. We've got another email as well.
It's near Ash.
Oh, is it?
Mm.
Which is near Nash?
Ash. Yeah. No, which is near Canterbury, which is near where you live.
Yeah. Ash is opposite Nash.
Is it?
Yeah, I always find it amusing.
You
do obviously, you haven't.
No, I don't find it remotely amusing.
Right. You've got Nash and Ash and
lots
of strange names
here.
BIS consults, and they're consulting on improving customer T&Cs. So the Department for Business, which is the BIS, has launched a consultation on how to make terms and conditions, otherwise known as T&Cs, more accessible and transparent for consumers. Respondents are invited to suggest practical ways to do this and also to comment on BIS suggestions, such as putting key facts in bold and grouping terms under clear headings. BIS is also seeking views on how new penalties for firms that breach unfair terms legalisation, including the introduction of civil fines. The consultation will close on the 25th of April. So you've got a good month there to get in touch.
Mm.
So that's the BIS. I suggest you find them on kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
The links are on Kent Business Radio, as Jules says, or you can just go to www.gov.uk/BIS.
I don't know why you still say www, because you can't say it anyway.
Well, somebody might have slipped a new one in.
Slipped a new what in? W?
No, they may have invented the worldwide jelly or something, so it's now WW jelly.
Do you remember? I remember back in my old days, Paul Andrews.
Hold on, how far back are we going?
Well, I was on a little radio station.
Victorian.
Which doesn't exist
anymore. Steam-powered, yeah.
Was it CTFM I used to be on?
CTFM, yeah.
And they used to have these jingles going, welcome to the World Wide Web. They actually said that. It was all new.
Yeah, it was all new,
and people didn't have Twitters.
And then the war broke out. And then had to shut it down.
Gas masks.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Sat in a shelter for 3 days.
Who's on the Twitter? You've been relaxed.
Well, we've got loads of tweets. We've had a tweet from Kent Space.
All right.
And I say Business Bunker in the spirit of helping small businesses at Kent Space, that's their Twitter handle, in Ashford, have exclusive discounts on startup offices. The Kent Space is an office block where they rent out serviced offices. Peter's based there as well.
We're tenants in the Kent Space place in Ashford.
It's a lovely space, isn't it? I've been in there a couple of times. A couple of people that I've been working with have space there as well. It's a great resource, and what they're saying is if you're a startup business, they have great discounts on startup offices, and they're pretty reasonable anyway, aren't they? But it's good. So do follow them on the Twitter and check out if you're thinking of starting a business in the Ashford or Mid Kent area, then check out Kent Space.
Kent and Victor Chamber have an after-hours networking business event. You're all welcome, they say. And where can you find your next new clients, they're asking. Popular and highly successful casual networking events. And the next one is Tuesday, the 29th of March. Is that today? I have no idea.
No, it's the 22nd.
So is that
it's next Tuesday.
That's those daiquiris I had. I've lost a week somewhere. So Tuesday, 29th of March is actually
it's
next
Tuesday.
It's not
the only thing she's lost.
It's at the Mercure Maidstone in Maidstone.
Severe lack of marbles.
Kel Surprise. Well, marbles would be a very good game for you to play at your age.
Yeah.
Tuesday, as well as darts. But not both
at
together.
The same time.
No, you couldn't cope.
Okay.
Tuesday, 5th of April, the Nucleus.
I can't
Center.
Multitask.
No. Well, you're a man, of course.
Absolutely.
God, I asked.
I'm glad you noticed.
I was asking my new husband to do Sunday. He was dishing up the roast, Martin. Now you're a man about the house, dishing up the roast. Not a big deal, you know. 8 plates, and he's lobbing it out. And I just asked.
Oh, is it just for you then?
good one. And I asked him just to swing round and turn off the hob. He went into. Oh, he couldn't cope at all. We had a fight. We had a marital, Martin.
Well, my wife managed to lose her car keys on Saturday night, so we spent the whole of Sunday morning looking for my wife's car keys, which we found eventually.
Where were they? Where she'd left them on the hood.
In her handbag.
She put them in a case underneath the cupboard under the stairs. I don't know.
Well, that's an odd thing to
but
do.
But in the process of pulling all of that out, she then knocked the gas tap as well and turned all the gas off. So we then had to spend the afternoon relighting the boiler.
Well, that does sound like a... Yeah, maybe she needs a little bit of estrogen, I think, rubbed in. Rub some in, darling. And also perhaps Samson gas would have helped. He's very good, because I often phone him if my gas goes off.
Does he normally know where her car keys are?
Well, you know what we do? We film we periscope the boiler, and he talks me through how to light it. And things.
I'll tell you what. I know this is just being a nuisance. Should we crack on with the actual show? Just thought we might give it a go. You never know. Change the habit of a lifetime.
If you're feeling diligent.
How are you getting on with that email?
Well, I'm on Tuesday the 5th of April.
Are you?
Yeah. It's the Conningbrook in Ashford, and this is Kent and Victor Chamber after hours. If you've forgotten what I'm talking about.
Yeah. So have
6 to 7:30.
I've lost the will to live. To be honest.
You can go to kentandvictorchamber.co.uk. I'm sorry about my co-presenter heckling. Events. So do visit one of these Kent Invicta After Hours networking. And, of course, other networking events are available, aren't they? Supply My Biz. Kent tweet-ups.
They are. Richard Torbell Photography is holding a special full-day business headshot event at the beautiful Grain Store Studio, which is located just off Junction 7 of the M2 on the outskirts of Faversham. It is a lovely building. I've been there. I took part in a television programme there a couple of years ago. For just £69, you can book a one-look, one-image session that gives you the best headshot you've ever had in just 20 minutes. You can drop him an email, richard@richardtorbellphotography.com, and that's Richard Torbell, spelled T-O-R-B-L-E, richardtorbellphotography.com, or you can call him on 07791 513706. That's 07791 513706. 513706. There are only a limited amount of spaces available, so don't hang about. And the next event is on Thursday, the 24th of March, this Thursday. So do get in there quick, because I know it's almost full up.
Yeah, and a headshot is so important for all your social media and everything else. So it sounds like a good tip, that.
Yeah.
The new Lower Thames Crossing, now I find this very interesting, because my mum was saying on Sunday, why don't we just nip across to Southend? You know, we're on the seafront in Tankerton.
Get a canoe out.
Why are we having to go?
Ruth in a canoe.
Well, why can't you get a little hovercraft or something? Anyway,
Your mum could drive.
She'd love that. She's retired. She's got time.
Yep.
The new Lower Thames Crossing, make sure you have your say, Bunker listeners. And if you do want to tweet us, it's hashtag BeBunker with your ideas for Lower Thames Crossing. The Highways of England is seeking views on the routes of a new road crossing to the Thames, connecting Kent and Essex. It's the most important transport infrastructure issue facing North Kent today. And getting the right route for the new crossing is critical, as it will shape the economic future of the area. So we need local businesses and residents, so that's you, Business Bunker listeners, to respond to the consultation. And you've only got until this Thursday, the 24th of March. That's this Thursday, isn't it?
It is.
I'm on track now. So getting the go-ahead with the new crossing is not a foregone conclusion, they say. We are in competition with other parts of the country for scarce resources. We must make our voice heard loud and clear with government if we are to secure commitment of funds for the crossing. As the Thames Gateway Kent Partnership, we urge you to respond, and the partnership, made up of senior businesses and council leaders from across the North Kent area, works to promote sustainable economic growth in the area. You can find out more about what we do by going to tgkp.org, and I'm saying that through squinted eyes, but I think it is tgkp.org.
It'll be the Thames Gateway Kent Partnership. Yeah.
Thank you. TK says tgkp.org.
Yeah.
So go there, and of course Paul Andrews, lovely, will have put it on Kent Business Radio.
It is on Kent Business Radio website.
So you can click on that.
Yeah.
But make sure you do that, and it's David Liston Jones, who's the chief executive, Thames Gateway Kent Partnership. So get in touch with him if you feel very strongly too.
Fantastic. Thank you. I had a tweet from the Funky Fairy. And I go, Vanillaware Business Bunker, we personalise cool gifts for babies and children with embroidery and diamantes. And you can find out all about it at our website, which is thefunkyfairy.co.uk. Oh, and we're very quick with delivery too. So you can follow them on the Twitter, The Funky Fairy, or you can look at our website, thefunkyfairy.co.uk. That is not easy to say, The Funky Fairy.
Not for you.
No, it's not.
At your age.
But do you know what we're going to do now?
Tunage?
We're going to have a bit of tunage.
A bit of decorum.
I'm sorry for this. It is total cheese.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it is.
What's it in aid of?
Well, it's in aid of our next guest, Lindsay.
Ah, well, she is, of course.
She is a California girl.
She is.
Absolutely.
Girls are hip, I really dig those styles they wear. And the southern girls with the way they talk, they knock me out when I'm down there. The Midwest farmer's daughters really make you feel alright. And the northern girls with the way they kiss, they keep their boyfriends warm at night. I wish they all could be California. I wish they all could be California.
Rift Accounting. Safety in numbers. RiftAccounting.com.
JobsInKent.com.
Find suppliers and quote for work with local Kent businesses at supplymybusiness.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk on this Tuesday, March the 22nd in spring. It's spring-like out
spring
there, isn't it?
Spring and sprung, yes.
But the little alpacas are pinging about all over the place, yeah, and the sheep are getting ready to lamb.
Yeah, as I drove by this morning, it was really pretty. I must take a picture for Nurse Liz, because all the pink blossom was out too.
Absolutely. Fantastic. And Nurse Liz, by the way, is our token listener from the east coast of the United States. She's in Maryland.
Maryland.
And she's getting a little bit confused over the time differences at the moment, because the east coast put their clocks, whatever you put on, back, what, 2 weeks ago? And ours don't go back until next week. So,
getting a little
confused for our American listeners. Talking of which, it's an absolute pleasure to welcome back onto the Business Bunker Show our first guest for today, the lovely Lindsay Reynolds from Kent County Council. Lindsay, welcome back onto the show.
Oh, thanks for having me again,
it's
Paul.
It's an absolute pleasure. Sorry about the cheesy records. We're going to run out of Beach Boy music soon.
Yeah.
But you came on some time ago and were telling us about a project that you were involved in and that you were going to launch, and now you're ready to rock and roll with it.
Yes, it's just gone live.
Absolutely.
So for the listeners who listened last time, if you remember, it's a journey planner for Kent. It's called Kent Connected. So our website is kentconnected.org, and it's basically a journey planner that encourages sustainable travel options. So there are pages on bus and train and walking and cycling and lots of information on what the council offers.
Okay, so let me make sure I understand this.
Okay.
I'm deciding to go somewhere.
Yes.
So let's.
Oh, I wish you would.
Oh, shut up. I knew she was going to say that. Let's say, where are we now? We're in Burmarsh. We're in Dymchurch. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go, do you know what? I'm going to visit Whitstable.
Yeah.
No, please don't.
Because at the moment, I know that Jules isn't there, so it's worth going to. So if I want to visit Whitstable, I've got a number of routes that I can get there. If I go to the Kent Connected website, I can plan my route.
Yes.
And if I remember rightly, I might have got this wrong, that route planning also gives me some other data about the route that I'm planning.
So it'll give you live traffic updates, kind of the same as Google. But the thing that Kent Connected is different about Google is it has sort of other pages that it'll, so if you wanted information about cycling to work or cycle training, so if you wanted to cycle to Whitstable but you weren't feeling confident and you had some time to do some training, or if you know wanted to join a cycle to work team or something like that, you could go to our page where we have sort of all the relevant information in Kent that'll help you get there sustainably. But the journey planner is, I mean, it's the same sort of idea as Google, where it'll give you for now the quickest option available. The driving is probably, I think it's at the bottom of the options. That's because we're trying to reduce.
You're trying to encourage people to use sustainable transport.
And driving, although it's sort of discouraged, that's just on the single occupancy level. So we do encourage car sharing. So if you were going to pick someone up on the way, then that's absolutely great, because that saves, you know, them driving.
So the first option on my epic journey is I could get Jules to piggyback me there. Yeah. So that would be option number one on the website that says, would you like a piggyback from
We should
Dymchurch?
Add that.
Yeah, you should do, really, shouldn't you?
Yes.
So she could carry me to Whitstable, which would be really...
I've been carrying him for 8 years. Yeah.
That would be really good, wouldn't
so
it?
It's your turn now.
Yeah, exactly. So presumably there's also cycle trails, so you will give a route that's safe and useful for cyclists.
Hang on, shouldn't we be saying route? As she's
I think I'm saying route now.
I love route. I love the word. Can I just ask, going back to the car sharing before we go on, what are the rules on insurance and things like that? How does that work? Do you help people with things like that?
Well, we are joined up to a company called LiftShare, and we have a Kent-wide sort of scheme. So it's called Kent Journey Share. So if you type that into Google, that'll come up and you can just join. And that's a free, you can create your own profile and you can put in where you're going from and to, and it'll show you all the people that are also doing that route.
Right.
So you can link up and send them an email, and that all the insurance is taken care of through Lyft Share.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really good.
The way that kind of thing works is that insurance was, the reason that there was an issue with insurance when you were giving people a Lyft is that a lot of people were doing it for money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, so money was passing hands. So effectively they become a taxi service or a minicab service.
Right.
And insurance companies don't like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. This kind of scheme is definitely not where money changes hands, or, you know, certainly not in terms of pay per mile for being transported somewhere. So that's cool.
I think the scheme will suggest that you kind of help pay for petrol, but that's just for you to work out amongst each other.
And then you might share parking at the other end.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so all that information
amicable.
Is...
amicable.
Yeah, yeah. So that, if you're looking for that website, that's also on the Kent Connected website. We have a whole kind of car sharing page with all that information as well. So
okay, so I decided not to drive because I can't get anyone to come with me. Jules has gone lame and she can't piggyback me, and my bicycle's broken. So my next point of call is a bus.
Okay.
Yep.
Yep.
So can I find bus routes and plan my bus journey?
Yes. And it also, although it won't take you directly to kind of the ticket payment, it'll take you, there's options to show you kind of the maps, and it'll link you up to whichever bus and tell you the bus number that you need, kind of how many stops you need to get there. So it kind of has
where to change and all that kind of stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
So you can plan a whole end-to-end route using buses or public transport of some kind, where it can say you get a number 12 from New Romney to Lydd, and then you change, and 10 minutes later you get a number 41 to
Okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So it just makes it the whole sort of journey quick and easy, and lays out all the different options.
I mean, that's really cool, isn't it? Because it's one of the problems with, or has been in the past with using public transport or any other form of transport other than a car, which is how on earth do you get anywhere?
Yeah.
And what, you know, if it's not somewhere you go on a regular basis, okay, so your journey to work or your journey to school, you know it, you know what the bus route is, you know what the train route is. If you're going anywhere else, how do you get there?
Yeah.
And also, if you're trying to cross Kent, so for instance, we have quite good train services in Kent, but they all go to London.
Yeah, they
just run west to east. We don't go anywhere else.
They're also always delayed.
Yeah, but outside of that, I'm just talking about actually getting anywhere. You know, if you want to go from somewhere obscure to somewhere obscure...
Whitstable to Bexley Heath, let's start there.
Yeah, on a train. You can't without, you know, changing trains 19 times. And it takes... I once planned a journey like that.
Did you?
Yeah, and it said it will take 19 hours and 7 minutes.
Oh my goodness.
And I suddenly realised, because of the time I started, halfway through, I'd missed the last train, so there was a gap of like 9 hours when there was no transport.
Right, yeah.
And you think, I need to go at a different time. Yeah. So it's a really useful resource for being able to plan those kind of cross-Kent journeys, really, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it also, for anyone who's sort of concerned, which we are as well, about the environmental impact, it'll show you each of the journey options. It'll show you the carbon emissions that you're saving.
That's what I was referring to earlier about the other kind of information you got. So you can sit there and go, if you're that way inclined, that says, you know, if Jules piggybacks me, we're gonna use 10,000 tons of carbon because she breathes heavy. But
you'll burn a lot of calories as well, which is also on the website.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it? Blimey, Jules.
Well, he won't burn the calories being on my back, though, will he?
Yeah.
It'll only be me burning it.
No, but you need it. You need to burn the calories. I don't.
You can switch halfway through and then, you know, balance it out.
I can carry her. There's no way.
Yeah, but we have a wheelbarrow, perhaps, we can bring into this.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good idea.
Because he's so light nowadays.
So you can find the carbon emissions for each journey as an average, and you can also find for those journeys that involve physical...
Yeah, active travel. Activities. Yeah.
You can find calories burned as well. Oh, I like that. Yeah. Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, so if you chose to cycle or walk, it'll show you the calories that you'll burn.
Wow.
On that journey, yeah.
And then does it list restaurants where you can...
That's coming next.
You have burned 892 calories. You can have a McDonald's. Here it is.
I'm just going back to... Do you remember we had that lovely guest on who was on the Seasort with the cycling pub?
Sustrans.
Yes.
Oh, no, the Free Will pub.
Sustrans was the lovely in the Lycra. We remember him
Oh, no, the Free Will pub on Herne Bay.
No, Seesaw to Bend.
Oh, Seesaw to, yeah.
As you go towards, as you wend your way from Whitstable to Faversham. And he actually has opened a pub for cyclists.
Oh,
and you can
okay.
drop your bike off, get it serviced.
Oh, wow.
Get your punches fixed.
You should, we'll put you in contact with
him. Yeah, that would be really good.
It would be really, really nice.
It's called the Free Wheel Inn. Yeah.
Okay.
All about cycling, that pub.
Yeah, that would be good to know.
So you can plan a journey, you can find out...
horseback?
I beg your pardon?
Horseback.
Is he? I didn't know he'd gone.
Well,
I see.
We'll see if there's a need for that. Yeah. Yeah. Sort of.
Lots of, you know, bring back the horse and cart, I say.
Yeah, absolutely. Buggy. So you can plan your journey, you can car share, and you can you find car sharers?
You can. So it'll link you to the Kent Journey Share site that I mentioned previously.
Oh, right, okay.
And then you just sort of create your own account and it'll show you everyone who's has their own account and where they're going as well. So it'll hook you up to a few people and you just send them an email and arrange
Fantastic.
To Lyft Share.
It's pretty comprehensive then.
Yeah. Mm. And then there is a section for businesses. So that's kind of where the relevancy comes in. Mm. And that's because this past year, we, for the first time, Kent County Council, we offered business grants to businesses. So we offered £5,000 for a capital grant. And that was to implement any sustainable travel measures in the office.
Right. So what kind of things would they be implemented?
So we wanted them to be kind of innovative, but a lot of businesses asked for cycle infrastructure, so cycle parking or showers, anything to some because they didn't have
lockers, maybe.
Yep, lockers. A couple of businesses had lighting put in so they could have safer walking routes.
Right.
We had some that put in signs to the business because people were missing kind of the entrance, and obviously that's saving, you know, having to drive miles outside and turn around and come back. So yeah, we kind of left it open to the businesses to say what they need and apply for a grant. So we'll be doing that again this year. So there's links to that on the business section of the website. So that would be
fabulous.
Yeah, really good to.
So cool. So we can do all of these things. We can find out what the expenditure is, both in terms of carbon and calories.
Yep.
Presumably, you can see distance and all that kind of thing and elapsed time. Mm-hmm. So if you cycle, it's going to take you 3 hours. Mm-hmm. If you drive, it's going to take you 40 minutes. If you go by Jules Mule, it's going to take you 9 days, you know, and da-da-da-da-da. So you can plan your timings.
Yeah.
Cool. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really exciting. So it just went live on Friday.
Okay.
So we're just starting to kind of make it. You know, push it out now.
Okay.
So are you also going to lobby this out to perhaps people visiting Kent? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah,
we do have a section on the site that's just for visitors in Kent. So
am I right? Because I work a lot in the hospitality industry, so PR and stuff. So
she drinks a lot, is what
am
she
I right? I often get offered drinks, yes, that's true. Am I right in saying that we could put hotels and restaurants and things, and when you say businesses can go on, would we be able to put, say, hotels and... businesses?
For the visitors in Kent, you mean? So because the site is sort of more about encouraging sustainable travel, I mean, that would
be... So if they had a facility.
What? Yeah.
Because there's a pub I know, for example, in Faversham that has... They bought their own bus and they post people back home when they've been drinking.
Oh,
and
I
so
see.
So nobody
okay.
has to drive to the pub.
So like private shuttle services.
Yeah, because there's so many surrounding villages. That's the... in Faversham, it's the pub there.
What I would say, though, Jules, with what you were just saying, it would actually work the other way around. If I owned a hotel or a pub or a restaurant, I would have a link to Kent Connected website on my website.
Yeah.
So that you could say, look, if you want to get here and you don't want to drink and drive, this is what you can do. You can walk here, you can get a bus, you can get a train. Mm. This is how long it will take. This is your journey that you can plan. That's what I would do, is I would link it the other way around. Mm-hmm. So I would link my hotel, restaurant or pub.
Yeah.
I would put a link to Kent Connected and then go,
and say,
listen,
plan your journey.
If you're coming to visit us, you can plan your journey here.
Yeah, exactly.
Or you can car share here. You know, one of you can go without drink and the rest of you can get blasted.
So we've already mentioned the Freewheeling Tavern. What was it called? The
Freewheeling
Tavern, was it?
Freewheel Inn.
The Freewheel Inn.
Inn.
And,
as in inn.
And also the Phoenix Tavern in Faversham High Street. So they have their own shuttle bus.
Okay, yeah.
Which goes probably, I think, 12 mile radius.
That's good to know. Yeah. Because we do have, there's a private shuttle that runs from Leeds to Leeds Castle. Okay. Yep. So we have that one up there, but obviously we're still kind of trying to get all the information we can.
Absolutely.
An update.
Oh, we will keep you posted, won't we, Paul?
Oh, Jules will. Yeah. You'll get regular emails going, I'm going to the pub in Tankerton. Can you get me there and get me home when I'm drunk? Thank you. Love, Jules.
Send me a private shuttle.
Now. Martin.
I've just worked out, Paul, your options for getting to Tenterden from Dimchurch today.
Yeah.
You can walk, and it will take you 5 hours and 42 minutes, and you will burn 2,604 calories. So,
wow.
Jules and I have got your car keys.
Wow. No, we just give his car keys to your wife, because they're
I'll never find them again.
Knock yourself out.
They'll end up in a suitcase under the cupboard, you know, so no problems there.
There you go.
I have never walked it.
You said you like walking.
Yeah, I do. I've never walked. It's a bit of a long way to walk. 5 hours, in fact.
Good challenge, though.
Yeah. Martin, was that there and back 5 hours or just there?
No, just there. But there is some good news. You could cycle it in an hour and 45 minutes. So, yeah.
That's not bad.
I have thought about cycling it before. Because
you on your bone shaker.
Yeah, exactly. Penny farthing. Once the weather changes round here, it's absolutely glorious out on the marsh, and I come across the marsh from Tenterden through Appledore and stuff like that. On a spring or summer's day, it's absolutely gorgeous. And I
canoe along the coast?
You could come along the Royal Military Canal.
Yeah, you could. Why don't you?
Yeah. I bet they haven't got that on their website.
Not yet.
Canoe journeys.
Well, it does annoy me that we don't use our waterways enough. And like I'm saying, I mean, you think I'm joking about this, but why don't we go from Kent across to Southend on a little hovercraft or something?
No, I quite often ask why you don't go to Southend.
I'm going on Sunday, isn't it?
Good.
In fact, to my father-in-law's. And I'm going to have
She's from Essex, you know.
I'm going to have to go down through the old tunnel. Martin's got another snippet.
Well,
here.
I love this. This is brilliant, this website. What is slightly worrying, of course, is the fact that public transport is a 2 hour and 17 minute journey compared to the 1 hour and 45 minutes that you can cycle it in. So I don't know what that says about the state of public transport.
Well, I guess it's because you'd have to go via Ashford.
Probably. Because
there's no trains, for instance. Mm-hmm. Because there is no railway out here, and of course the buses don't run from Dimchurch directly to Tenterden. Mm-hmm. You'd have to get, I'm assuming, you'd have to get a bus from here to Ashford, and then back from Ashford to Tenterden, which is what takes the time. Whereas by cycling, walking, or driving, you just come
straight
across country.
Yeah,
Lindsay, what hashtag are you using for this promotion?
We're kind of using a handful.
Kind of, I like that.
Kind of using a handful, sort of active travel, sustainable travel.
What would you like
travel.
Us to use? Because the bunker people are asking.
Oh, okay. What would you recommend?
Well, I was thinking...
Active travel sounds
active
good.
Active travel sounds
Hashtag active travel.
Yeah, but I quite like the get... Sort of
or
get connected.
Smart travel.
Yeah.
Smart so it's travel. Not just active.
Does that mean they have to dress up, though?
No, just thinking about your journeys.
We've had another hotelier,
Dan San Giuseppe.
Dan Sang on the... He sounds Japanese on the Twitter, but he's not. But it's D-A-N...
He's Italian.
S-A-N-G, but Dan Sang. You know.
His name is Daniel San Giuseppe. He's Italian. There's nothing Japanese about that at all. What's the matter with a woman, for goodness sake?
In Longo, he's Italiano, see?
But in
short Twitter, he's... Why are we both doing that with our hands?
I don't
Italian,
know.
You no, have to no, when you speak Italian,
no,
don't you?
Non è possibile.
No, poco, pochissimo, no cante.
Get on with it.
No parle. Anyway, buongiorno, Daniel. So he's saying it's a great idea, and I think I can see hotels and pubs and restaurants really working that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is the thing, you know, sometimes I will stay in because I'm going to have a drink.
Right.
In Scotland, they have zero tolerance on drinking.
You cannot.
So my husband and I were out with a hire car and I was drinking, but of course he couldn't have a sip. I felt quite sorry for him.
Yeah.
Not a lot. She did laugh at him quite a bit.
I had to have his quota, which, you know, a wee port here and a wee dram there.
So the site went live when, Lindsay?
It went live on Friday.
And Martin's already been all over it and tried every combination of things.
Yeah,
and
he sounds like he's up for cycling.
He's got his thumbs up on it, so he's enjoying it.
Good.
And And we've got Daniel San Giuseppe owns a chain of hotels, so, and he's into it. So we've got two ends of the spectrum there.
That's great.
Going to think about buying a bike and cycling to the studio.
Try on the canal first.
But the canal's a bit of a problem because it gets quite narrow at places, and then it becomes not so much a canal, more as a culvert or a ditch, and you might get a bit stuck then.
Yeah, but then you've got to be adaptable. You have your waders, and you wade through that bit, and then you hop in again.
Thanks for that.
You have to experiment.
Catch a carp on the way for your dinner.
It would make a good experience. It would be fun to do that.
We could do a whole business show.
I wouldn't set out to visit somewhere by kayaking.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't at the moment. Although, many years ago, that was a massive mode of transport round, especially further over the other side of Tenterton, because of the Weald, the forest that was there. Most people actually went by water because it was the only way through. So absolutely. But let's come back to get the Kent Connected website. Lindsay, can you give us a shout out for the web address so that people can go and have a look and start playing with it? I bet at the moment everyone is playing with it and putting in really silly journeys. Yeah. You know, like, how can I get
how long is it going to take?
if I crawled from Dartford to New Romney, how long would it take? So give us a shout for the website address.
It's kentconnected.org. And if you use .com or .co.uk, they'll take you there as well.
So kentconnected.org.
I'm thinking your hashtag might be Kent Connected would be good, actually.
You've got a Twitter handle, Kent Connected.
Yes.
Which I will put in listen agains. The website, just come back on this, because we do get funny things around here. People get very pedantic.
Yeah.
Does it cover Medway?
Well, we have a smart card that's going to cover Medway, but right now the site is just for Kent.
Right, okay.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, Medway.
For people that don't understand that reference, because Medway is in Kent for the rest of us, from an authority point of view, Medway is a unitary authority and it's not covered by Kent County Council.
It's outrageous.
Yes. I think that's why it's not covered.
Can't you stop them, Lindsay?
We should, shouldn't we?
We should, they're out on a limb.
Poor old Medway, on their own. Yeah, anyway. So it covers the rest of the county of Kent. Kentconnected.org or .com or .co.uk, but kentconnected.org is the place to go. And you can follow Lindsay and her team on Kent Connected on the Twitter. And you can use any one of – you can make up your own hashtags, but we're going to have Kent Connected and Active – what were you going to have, Jules?
Active Travel, was
active
it?
Active Travel. That was
the chap. Active Travel, I think, is better than Smart Travel.
So there you go.
As a hashtag, is there a rule that you can't use a hashtag the same as your Twitter handle?
No, you can use whatever hashtag you want.
It's kind of the aim of the whole website as well.
Connect.
Yeah, exactly. So
absolutely. Good, Lindsay. Thank you so much for telling us about that. We were really waiting on tenterhooks for the
announcement. Go live.
Yeah, for it to go live.
Yeah.
And it's taken quite a long time because it was quite a long time ago that you were on.
Yeah,
but. It's not a surprise, is it? Because it is a pretty comprehensive and huge website.
Yeah.
So the fact that it's taken an amount of time to get it to this stage is not surprising.
Yeah.
Because of what's on there.
Yeah, loads of information. So go check it out.
Absolutely. Lindsay, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. As always, been a pleasure to hear from you. Everyone's playing with the site now. Nobody's paying any attention. They're all logged on planning stupid journeys all over the place by various means, by donkey and all kinds of things.
Yeah.
So, but do check it out. Do have a look. And if you're going to plan anywhere, have a look. And also, coming back to Andrew Weaver. This is where this show is so tightly produced. It is such an amazing show that it is so tightly produced. Andrew, at the top of the show, asks us what he should do when he comes to Kent. The first thing he should do, Andrew, is go to the Kent Connected website and plan a few journeys from your lovely hotel, the Mulland Hotel in Ashe.
And, of course, he will be weaving his way around.
Yeah, absolutely. And they can, you know, decide. Is there resources on there, Lindsay?
There are, yes.
So if I wanted to hire a bicycle, have you got links and things, that kind of link?
We don't have for bike hiring yet, but we have sort of some of the train stations have Brompton bike hires. So we have that information. If he's going by train, he can hire a bike there.
Fantastic. Yep.
I mean, what a great way. I mean, you've just highlighted a great way for other businesses to get involved with the site now, though, haven't you?
Absolutely.
If you're a provider of hire bicycles,
you should be promoting it like that.
It's brilliant, isn't it? It's
buses,
fantastic.
I'm thinking Regent's Coaches, my pal in Whitstable, I'll get him connected with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And bikes will be a big hit because on every journey plan that I've just done, they're far quicker than public transport. So with the summer coming up, fantastic. Pete's getting his Lycra on already.
I don't want you to have to go and do it all over again. Any idea of how many calories I burn if I bicycled across from Tenterton? You can do it in calories or in Big Macs. I don't mind what you do it in.
But Lindsay, this is quite interesting because when my husband had his book launch in London, there were about 14 of us coming up from Whitstable.
Yeah.
And rather than us all going up separately on the train, I hired a coach from Regent's Coaches.
Yeah.
And it worked out really reasonable. And the driver was a delight. Mm-hmm. He waited for us for the whole couple of hour book launch where we had nibbles and drinks.
I was on that coach.
Were you?
Nibbles and drinks. And then we all decided to go out for dinner afterwards. And the lovely driver, I can't remember his name, Peter or Paul or something.
That wasn't me. I didn't drive.
But he then waited while we had this, you know, 2-3 hour restaurant meal. No extra charge. It was incredible.
Yeah,
and I highly
really
recommend.
Good. Yeah.
So that was Regent's Coaches.
Okay.
941 calories, Paul.
Ooh.
less than you might think. So not quite a full sort of...
Yeah, but you only eat a lettuce leaf and an apple at the
moment. I only eat 1,000 calories a day, so I could double my intake, yeah.
I really think you ought to walk it, 2,500 calories, so...
Yeah. Trouble is at 5 hours. I don't know.
Jog.
Yeah, I lose
a
day. Nice one. Lindsay, thank you so much for joining us. It's always a pleasure to see you.
Thank you for having me again.
And a fantastic resource from Kent County Council for journey planning and... looking at resources for journeys and the kind of things and the kind of output from journeys in terms of their carbon output and their calorie output.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic project. Really good. I think it's going to be a massive hit.
Yeah.
I mean, in the studio, nobody's paying a blind bit of attention to the radio show anymore. They're all playing with the website, planning other journeys. So fantastic. And as Martin said, massive scope. If you've got a business out there involved in tourism, travel, or anything else, you should be promoting this.
Get in
you
touch
should
as
have,
well.
Yeah, get in touch with the guys at KCC. But if you don't do anything else, put a link to the website on your website and promote it in your Twitter accounts because it's going to be useful for the people that are looking to use your services. You know, if you've got a tourist destination, people want to know how to get there. They want to know how to get there and get away again. So do that. Yeah. Martin's on a roll now.
Yeah, I can't stop me now. I'm thinking about the We Love Kent guys, you know, on their app.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Be perfect, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
That, to sort of tie in all of their businesses and their database and members with this as well.
Absolutely, yeah. Good stuff. Lindsay, thank you so much for that. You've excited us all.
I'm just on another roll now, Martin, because I'm thinking about all the students, the people that haven't got cars, who need to get to work to get jobs, and they're always restricted about where they can work and where they can go. So
yeah, absolutely.
Another little student link.
Yeah, we
there.
Do have a student page as well, and it kind of has all the special bus discounts and train passes that they're eligible for. So
okay, cool.
You can check us out as well.
Nice one. Yeah. Fantastic. That was exciting. Yeah. I enjoyed that. Hey. That was really good. Yeah, cool. Nice one.
Now, talking about spring and bicycles, there's a Wadhurst spring program for this year, and it's the WDBA Spring Networking event. It's at the Greyhound from 18:30, so that's 6:30, on Monday the 11th of April, and they ask you to join them for the next networking event. It's a chance to catch up with friends and meet some new members. And this year we want to make WDBA more of a community hub, they say. So where better to meet than the pub? By the way, Claire Witts of Tunbridge Wells Mums in Business fame and I, this is Mark Ballett writing in, have just launched a business school for small businesses in Tunbridge Wells and the surrounding area. Check it out here, which is growthsteps.co.uk. So that's April the 11th, which is a Monday. At the Greyhound, and the Greyhound must be in Tunbridge Wells, I would think, and be interesting to know what transport links they've got there.
Fantastic. We've had a tweet from Fruit Bowl Media. It says, hi, Vanilla Web, can't wait for the Business Bunker show. Could we have a shout-out, please? We have awesome design resources here, fruitbowlmedia.com.
Nice one. There's a pay-per-click introductory, which is 10 to 4 o'clock. It's £150 plus VAT for members, and non-members are £295 plus VAT. It's on the 24th of March, which is a Thursday, at the Kensington Chamber, Ashford. And in the course, we will introduce you, they say, to pay-per-click, explain the theory behind it, show how you can navigate the dashboard, and get you started on putting together an account and campaigns to get you on the way to a successful AdWords account. So that's the pay-per-click introductory, and it's the 24th of March, which is a Thursday, Kent and Victor Chamber, Ashford.
Fantastic, thank you. Right, you need to listen to this. This is important.
For all ears.
There is an EU referendum debate featuring Daniel Hannan, who is the MEP for South East England, and Peter Fleming, OBE, who is the leader of Sevenoaks District Council, plus two other panel members who have yet to be identified. And the event will be for registered participants only, and you can reserve your place at the event by emailing boxoffice@sevenoaksschool.org. That's boxoffice@sevenoaksschool.org. The Sevenoaks Chamber of Commerce and Sevenoaks School would like to invite you to an evening of debate and discussion in regard to the up-and-coming EU referendum. And the debate will be held at the impressive Pomoja Hall at Sevenoaks School in central Sevenoaks. It will take place on the 28th of April from 7pm until 10pm. The venue is the Space Sevenoaks School, Sevenoaks TN131HU. You can go to the Sevenoaks website, which is thespace7oaks.co.uk/whatson. We are delighted to confirm the participation of Daniel Hannan, MEP of the South of England, and Councillor Peter Fleming, OBE, who is also the leader of Sevenoaks District Council. The evening will be compared by Paul Andrews, or that'll be me.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, who's the CEO, apparently, of Jobs in Kent and the presenter of the Kent Business Radio Show, allegedly. Paul is passionate. Yes, I am. about supporting SMEs on the journey to success, and he's an experienced presenter and yada yada yada. The evening is intended to be interactive. There will be opportunities for audience participation. We do hope you can join us for what will be a lively discussion. So whether you're an inner or whether you're an outer, you can come. We're going to have a panel, two inners, two outers. There'll be discussion from the audience, and the theme is entirely about the impact of Brexit or remaining on SMEs, small and medium-sized businesses. That's what we're focusing on. What is the potential impact? Should we stay or should we go? That's a clash song, isn't it? What is the potential impact on small and medium-sized businesses? So, come along, 28th of April. It'll be fun. There'll be blood on the walls, I'm sure.
There is a W Square Solutions, and they're offering listeners of the Business Bunker a free one-hour session for business owners who would like to understand the process of becoming a chairman of their company, or thinking about exiting or selling the company and want to know more about how to prepare their business for this. So that's a really, really good idea, and it's free. It's a one-hour session. There are only 10 places on offer. So you need to go to Wayne by email on info@WSforSugarQSolutions.com, or go via the Business Bunker website, which is kentbusinessradio.co.uk. And they have been instrumental, they say, in the growth and the exit of hundreds of businesses in the southeast, leading to 18 business awards in Kent being won by their clients over the last 5 years, as well as supporting a plethora of business exits. I like the word plethora.
Well, you can't say it.
No.
What do you like? What do you like the word you can't say?
Plethora.
What was the other word you couldn't say last week?
Oh, that was Martin's, wasn't it?
Was it?
Inaugural.
Yeah, inaugural. That was the chat, wasn't it?
He was playing around.
She's got a plethora of inaugural things to read out, hasn't she?
We ought to
give her some of those.
What does plethora actually mean?
Lots of.
An abundance, isn't it? Business exits and companies experiencing outstanding growth.
Cool.
So if you've got nothing to lose, they say, so info@wsqsolutions.com, and all go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk for a plethora of things to do.
Fantastic. I've got two things I quickly want to cover. We've had a tweet from Fruitworks that says, "Good afternoon, Vanilla Web. May we have a shout out on the Business Bunker Show, please, for our creative co-working space in Canterbury? You can find out all about it by going to their website, which is fruitworks.co. fruitworks.co. There's no UK or M on the end. Fruitworks.co. Do check it out. And there is a Fruitworks Create this Thursday night, starting at 6:30, but I believe the tickets are all sold out.
Oh, right. Is there free beer?
So if you, there is free beer. So if you haven't got your ticket, I think it's a bit late, but you never know. You could always check.
Look out for the next one.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I do.
I also want to mention very quickly, a new concert venue is being launched at the Tin Tabernacle in Hythe. The lovely old church provides a wonderful intimate atmosphere and wonderful acoustics in which to enjoy music. The first concert will be held on the 12th of May with singer-songwriter Rab Noakes headlining. Rab has had an extensive musical career, including collaboration with Jerry Rafferty, Steeler's Wheel and Lindisfarne. His latest album has received great critical acclaim. Rab will be supported by the Barnett Brothers, who perform Django Reinhardt Jazz, and Sam Brothers, a very talented musician from Brighton. Tickets are limited to 120, but they can be purchased from Artwright, A-R-T-W-R-I-T-E, Artwright Hythe, Hythe High Street, and Shane Record Art Studio, which is in the old High Street in Folkestone. So that's a new concert venue, the Tin Tabernacle in Hythe. Do support that, please. Right, I just want a few words now from Martin White of Supply My Business. Martin held an event, was it last Monday?
Yep,
it was last Monday. Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
Incredible. I was in Scotland, I couldn't come.
Yeah, which was a result for us.
It looked fun, it looked packed and fun.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, so why don't you give us a bit of detail about that and then tell us kind of what's coming up as well, please, Marty.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the whole sort of idea behind that, Paul, was to bring all the businesses that have been networking through Supply My Business in a virtual context up until now and doing business together sort of primarily through the website, was to bring everybody together in one place to actually meet each other. And the idea behind that really is to get people thinking about, to stop people thinking about their business in isolation in the first instance and actually get them to think about the other businesses that are also part of the community that they are a part of and how those businesses can ultimately come together and work together and ultimately be more successful as businesses, as a group of businesses, rather than perhaps as individual businesses. I think, you know, the thing that's clear to me now is that there's a massive job to be done, I think, in terms of helping businesses generally, small businesses generally, connect with their customers. We're not very good at it. You know, we're not very good at collaboration, for example.
Absolutely, yeah. We should be. We need to be.
We really do.
We now are in a collaborative environment. The 20th century was marked as a competitive environment. The 21st century is about collaborative business, without any shadow of a doubt.
So for me, you know, the big win that came out from the day really was to hopefully kickstart that thought process, because it isn't easy. If you're not used to thinking in that way, it's very difficult to actually all of a sudden start thinking about partnerships, collaboration, businesses that you can work with to run events, for example, or promotions or whatever it might be. But it is so important that we do that. We've all got limited financial and time resources. The more we can actually pool our resources and work together to actually achieve a sort of a mutual common goal, if you like, the more chance of being successful.
Absolutely.
And that was really, you know, to set the scene there, really, and hopefully for those businesses to go away and actually now start thinking about identifying other businesses that are now part of the Supply My Business community.
Absolutely.
And how they can work together and crack on.
Because you have a real diverse bunch of businesses on that website that I've noticed. You know, you just run us through a few of the
Totally. We've got very creative people in terms of, you know, graphic design, web design, social media, for example. We've got accountants like, you know, Peter sitting next to me. We've got IT specialist service providers like Jane from Invicta Linux. So it really is quite a broad cross-section. But ultimately, you know, the thing that holds businesses back is their inability to think outside the box a lot of the time, I think.
Absolutely.
And even if you are you know, a firm of accountants, and there are other firm of accountants that happen to be registered on the website. Instead of thinking about those businesses as being in direct competition with you, you know, why not think about, well, what are you good at? What are we good at? Why don't we actually create, you know, a proposition that embraces all of our skill sets that we can then ultimately take to market more effectively? You know, so to stop viewing your business in isolation and start thinking about how you can work with other businesses.
Absolutely. It's not about grabbing market share. It's about expanding the market for everyone.
It is.
That's the cool thing.
Yeah. So we've already got, you know, initiative that we're hoping to get off the ground with, you know, with our financial services businesses, for example, in the very near future, and actually bringing those guys together and creating an opportunity specifically for them. So we'll be doing a regular quarterly networking, but we're also going to be doing some more ad hoc kind of specialist stuff.
Fantastic. Martin, thank you for that. We're going to have our mid-show break now, and when we come back, we've got two really interesting guests for you to hear from.
Stay tuned.
Cool. Bit of tunage then.
What we got?
Go on, guess.
Oh, it's someone tinkly.
It contains the word macaroni. That's the choice of the song.
Oh, it's 10cc macaroni.
Life is a minestrone.
She gets more fan mail than the Pope. She thinks